Please stand. Gracious God, Spirit of life, source of possibilities, breathe life into us this day.
Breathe life into us this day.
As we gather on this day of celebration, let us embody life in its fullness in all that we do. O God, breathe life into us this day.
Breathe life into us this day.
As we listen and ponder, as we deepen and explore, as we laugh and play, as we live this day with integrity, as we live this day in community, O God, breathe the fullness of life into us this day.
Breathe the fullness of life into us this day.
Amen. Call to you on this important important occasion as the Gustavus Adolphus College community gathers to celebrate its values, affirm its scholars, anoint its students, give thanks for its guests, and send out its graduates. Assist us, O God, as we commit ourselves again to that which is true, honorable, just, gracious, and excellent. To our speech grant humility, to our songs grant a grateful heart, and to our future grant a hopeful spirit. Gather us in your spirit this day, we pray.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Chapter of Proverbs. Trust in God with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge God, and God will make straight your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear God, and turn away from evil. It will be a healing for your flesh and a refreshment for your body. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from 15th chapter of Romans. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
is according to Luke, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, O God.
Whoever is faithful in a very little is faithful also in much. The good news given for you. Thanks
be to God.
Graduates of the class of 2017, you have made a terrible, terrible mistake. You have made a terrible, terrible mistake. You have chosen to leave this wonderful place. What a terrible, terrible, terrible mistake. Class of 2017, what were you thinking? Here on this campus, you're surrounded with amazing prairie grasses to the west, a winding river to the east, majestic Minnesota trees in each and every direction. Here, on this campus, you get to think in deep thoughts, sink in amazing discussions, link in to glorious experiences of asking and receiving some of life's most wonderful and worthy questions. Here, class of 2017, on this campus, you have sports and books, music, and assortments of activities. Here you have amazing food you don't have to cook for yourself. You have amazing dirty dishes that you don't even need to clean for yourself. It's amazing here. Yet you, class of 2017, despite our commitment to teach you the arts of critical thinking, you have committed the grave tactical blunder of obtaining the required number of credits to graduate, and now you must go. Now you must go, and because of it, you will now embark on what may be the greatest adventure and most significant challenge of your young lives. That is, of course, the adventure and challenge of moving back in with your parents. Class of 2017, perhaps the question to begin this Sunday morning is not what were you thinking, but more appropriately, the question is what were you trusting? What were you trusting is an appropriate question to collectively consider on this particular Sunday morning, because perhaps ultimately, to earn a college degree requires far more than knowledge. But it also entails some of the core components of religious faith. To graduate requires more than just thinking, as the act of graduation itself is about trusting. More specifically, to graduate from this particular institution of higher education requires taking the learning you have received and then believing that you are ready. Ready to offer something significant to the world. For to commence requires trust that you are indeed significant in this world. And what you have been offered on top of this hill will help you as you go down it. Graduates of the class of 2017, to commence from here requires trust, just as to commence to here require trust. And in being here, in the midst of those years between arrival and departure, it all required trust. As trust is fundamental to the Gustavus experience and the Gustavus promise of faith and learning, something I personally rediscovered a few Decembers ago. It was Christmas in Christ Chapel, opening night on a beautiful Friday in December not long ago. Many of you here know the scene. Christmas in Christ Chapel, 350 students ready to participate through song, dance, and the spoken word. Thousands of friends and family members filling this campus. Miles of electrical wiring, tons of lighting, 5 worship services, countless smiles, a multitude of tears, an assortment of Swedish sweaters, a celebration of the incarnate divine. As many of you know, it's a wonderful experience. However, just 5 minutes into that particular Friday night opening worship service, I was sitting right here in this very pulpit. The choir had just finished processing to the risers, and things were quickly off track. I noticed a few lights at the northwest wall of the chapel not working. After months of planning and countless moments of preparation, it was not something you wanted to see just 5 minutes into the opening night of Christmas in Christ Chapel. We needed to fix the problem. But of course, I was sitting here, about 1,000 people were out there. There was absolutely nothing I could do except sit, pray, and ask for Jesus to show up and fix it himself. The odds were against me. But then, shortly after, in a moment of hope, I noticed the best thing to Jesus, our beloved fine arts director, Al Behrens. Who thankfully for all of us, had been involved in Christmas in Christ Chapel longer than Jesus had. I could see Al moving across the northwest wall of the chapel at a pace I had not seen Al move before. He must know, I thought, he must know. And then just minutes later, as CNCC continued once again, I noticed Al, but this time not at the back of the chapel, but this time on his hands and knees at the front of the chapel, crawling through the orchestra, looking for that particular electrical connection. From my pulpit, I began praying that this would not end in a lawsuit. As I noticed the students in the flute section, as they rather unexpectedly watched a 60-year-old man creeping and crawling through their midst. I thought, Father, forgive us, for we know not what we do. In the midst of it all, little did I know that Al had also called our campus electrician, Harold Tisch, who at the same time was on his hands and knees in the crawl space that sits directly below the floor of this chapel. Harold secretly made his way underneath the congregation and eventually directly underneath the orchestra. I noticed a ventilation grate on the floor mysteriously rise up off the ground. It was like out of a nightmare as I watched this hand come out of the ground. All of this while the orchestra was leading the faithful people of God in a lovely Christmas tune. The director of fine arts crawling on his hands and knees through the orchestra, an electrician's hand emerging out of the floor from underneath the orchestra, and the flute section within the orchestra wondering if this is how you make your life count. I assumed it would be my last Christmas in Christ Chapel. But then, in a moment of true heavenly bliss, those prodigal lights turned back on. Al and Harold, and probably Jesus too, fixed it. All was well, and no one noticed a thing, except, of course, the freshly traumatized flute section. I warned Al I would tell this story. I warned him. It was a moment I will never forget, and I hope it's a moment you won't forget. This story of holy ridiculousness highlights the message of Commencement Day, that to commence is to trust. Trust. Trust is about being vulnerable to the actions of someone else. Trust is about realizing that we're all interconnected, we're all interrelated, we're all interdependent. Trust is a prerequisite for love. It's the glue of community. Trust is the oxygen of our existence. And thankfully, graduates of the class of 2017 have learned how to trust. You have learned how to trust. Because here you've learned that we belong to each other. And here you've learned that we are always vulnerable to the actions of one another. What you've also learned is that it is out of such inevitable vulnerability that one can experience the blessings of love, the beauty of creativity, and the boldness of change. The class of 2017 has learned, and has learned well, that a trusting heart born out of vulnerability is at the commencement of everything good. And of course, as we begin our graduation celebrations this Sunday morning in a chapel that bears the name of Christ, we recognize that no one incarnated trust and vulnerability more than Jesus himself. The God made known in Jesus was born vulnerable, lived vulnerable, died vulnerable, and rose vulnerable. And in doing so, Jesus showed that vulnerability is by no means equated with weakness. But to be vulnerable is the underlying, ever-present, and abiding undercurrent of being most authentically human. Because for you and for I, from our arrival on this earth to our departure from it, our pre-existing condition is that we are always exposed to the actions of others. Which means our life goal is not about running away from inevitable vulnerability, but our collective calling is to occupy such vulnerability. As Jesus said in our gospel, whoever is faithful in a very little is faithful also in much. Whoever is faithful in a very little is faithful also in much. Trust. About being trusted by others, and being willing to trust others. This, I would argue, is perhaps the ultimate requirement for commencement. But of course, our graduates commence into a world in which trust is so incredibly contrary to what we are being told. You know and I know that the hard yet obvious truth is that we now live at a time in which we are told not to trust anybody. We're told not to trust anyone, not to expect anything from anyone, not to anticipate anything remotely righteous from anyone. You and I are told each and every day to expect the worst from each other. Especially those who look differently, love differently, sound differently, or believe differently. And sadly, due in part to our fear of this inevitable vulnerability that surrounds us, we now live in this perpetual state of public panic. And as a result, we're now living at a time when we're being told to build up walls of distrust. But we know, as the vulnerable God made incarnate repeatedly reminds us so, that such personal insecurity and public distrust is contrary to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because to be a community requires trust. To be a human requires trust. To love anyone or anything, including God, requires trust. Because a trusting heart born out of vulnerability is at the commencement of everything good. One final story. In October of 2010, my wife and I were serving in South Africa with the Global Mission Unit of the Lutheran Church. She gave birth to our first child, a son. One of the happiest days of my life. Our son was born with a cleft lip and cleft palate, which meant that he would be in and out of surgery for the first months of his life. To this day, I can remember that first surgery when he was 3 months old, so tiny. I remember like it was yesterday. I remember the sight of my wife carrying our tiny baby boy down the hall of the operating room, 10,000 miles away from our family and friends here in the United States. In my experience, it was the definition of vulnerability. Before my wife handed our son over to the caregivers for his surgery, she was stopped. And our family was approached by our surgeon, Dr. Anil Madari of the Nelson Mandela Medical School in Durban. We were joined there by our primary care physician, Dr. Safura Raja, as well as two other assistants. The scene was quite remarkable. Dr. Raja, a devout Muslim, standing next to her was an evangelical Christian. Then there was Dr. Madari, a devout Hindu, Standing next to him was a skeptical atheist. And then there was Kristen and I, Lutherans from Wisconsin. They surrounded us, and then Dr. Raja invited us to pray together. And of course, a part of me thought, well, who are we praying to? But most of me realized that that's what I needed in that exact moment. So we prayed together. And while I do not remember what was said, I remember that we were together and it was holy. And in that single most vulnerable moment of my life, I had no choice but to trust. And once again, I learned that we trust in God by learning to trust one another. So to the graduates, from this day forward, whether you realize it or not, each and every moment you will hold someone else's life in the palm of your hands. And from this day forward, whether you realize it or not, each and every moment someone else will hold your life in the palm of their hands. And from this day forward, whether you realize it or not, you are ready to experience both. And that, perhaps more than anything, class of 2017, is why we all thank God that you are leaving this place. The purpose of arriving here is to leave here. So class of 2017, please go. Leave this place, and may God bless you as you do. May God bless you, class of 2017, with the courage to tell the truth and the discipline to show respect, with the ability to be kind, the capacity to make the wrongs of this world more fully right. May God bless you with the strength to be loyal, the conviction to live out truth, the nerve to get better every day, and the daringness to confront reality. May God bless you, class of 2017, with the strength to listen before you speak, the integrity to keep your promises, and the audacity to trust God by trusting one another. Class of 2017, on behalf of the faculty, staff, administration of this college, thank you for trusting us. Please know that we trust you. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you. the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Gracious God of joy and hope, we thank you for this time of graduation. Your spirit of wisdom has empowered hard work and nourished a hunger for learning. As the class of 2017 prepares to receive their diplomas, let them do so with gratitude for all that has made this moment. Hear us, O God. Pray for families and friends that sacrificed to see this day possible. With gratitude, we pray for faculty, staff, and administrators who challenged, cared, and crafted our graduates along the way. With thanksgiving, we pray for classmates that taught each other friendship, collaboration, and sharing. Hear us, O God. Gracious God, as our graduates move into a new chapter of their lives, remind them of your steadfast and compassionate presence. May your grace cover anxieties and fears, and may your spirit provide the courage and strength required to find one's place in this world. Hear us, O God. Christ, you are our peace, and you break down the walls that divide us. Help us to trust you and each other, we pray. Amen. The peace of God is with you all. Please share a sign of that peace with one another.
Please stand. May the blessings of God bring these gifts to life, new hope of healing, fresh ways of coping, a chance to rest, a chance to work, a way to live graciously and gracefully. Amen. People of God, people of life, we gather as a holy communion for a meal that has been shared countless times, in countless places, and in countless ways. The first time this meal was shared, Jesus gathered around a table with a ragged collection of people, outcasts, betrayers, the power-hungry, and fragile, lonely lost. The first time this meal was celebrated, Jesus promised that it was for all time, that whenever the bread was broken and wine was poured, wherever the story was told around a table, he would be there. Today we remember the story as it's been told 1,000 times over. We eat the bread, we drink the wine, and we affirm that we all belong at this table and that Jesus is here. So if we come to this table angry, let this bread and wine be our peace. If we come to the table broken, let this bread and wine be our grace. If we come to the table betrayed, let this bread and wine be our wholeness. If we come to the table in despair, let this bread and wine be our life. For this is a holy table with food to fill a hungry world and wine to quench thirsty hearts.
Thanks be to God.
When Jesus ate with his friends, he took bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Each time you do this, remember me." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, passed it to his friends, saying, "Drink, this cup poured out for you and for all people is the promise of God. Whenever you drink it, remember me." We remember Jesus' death and resurrection, our hope and our life. We break the bread and share one cup.
Thanks be to God.
Follow the instructions of your ushers. During communion, we also invite graduates to come up for a special blessing. There will be a number of people up here, and graduates, you are welcome to come up anytime during the service of communion. We have gluten-free wafers in the small basket, in each basket, so please indicate to your server if you would like that. Also, in each chalice, there is grape juice in the smaller portion. It's a light-colored liquid. We will practice communion by the method of intinction, so when you get your wafer, that means you dip it either into the wine or to the grape juice and receive the blessing of this gift. Know that in Christ Chapel, wherever you are in your journey with God, you are welcome to share in this meal of God's welcome and grace. You may be seated.
Thank you.
Gracious God, generous Mother of Life, you supply us with good things. May this bread and wine be the nourishment we seek, and may it transform us into a new creation.
Amen.
This announcement before the blessing of our graduates, it may be obvious to say this, but our graduation ceremony will be held outdoors at our beautiful Hollingsworth football field. So now I ask you to please put your hand upon the graduate near to you or reach out and bless that graduate that we love and are so grateful for. Dear graduates, receive this blessing. May the stories of this day move you in ways that bring hope-filled clarity about who God is and what it is your life might be about. May your stories inspire others to bring the fullness of excellence, community, service, justice, and faith. And together, as we walk the path of Jesus, may we witness to the ends of the earth the love and compassion of those who accompany us, so we may be reconciled, transformed, and inspired. Gustavus Adolphus College, class of 2017, may God bless you today, always. Amen. People of God, go in peace and faith, for nothing can separate you from the love of God in Jesus. Thanks be to God. Amen.